book entitled The Tough Standard, The Hard Truths About Masculinity and Violence. We talk with co-author Ronald Levant, Dr. Levant, Professor Emeritus of Psychology at the University of Akron, past president of the American Psychological Association, and much more on your resume. So thank you for bringing this topic to light in book form. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, and you're welcome.
All right, here we go. First of all, the front cover is worthy of a discussion. Before we get into that, the tough standard, tell us a little bit about your role and your, credibility when it comes to masculinity and violence, Professor Ronald.
Sure. Well, I've been working in the this field that I actually helped create, called The Psychology of Men and Masculinities, for approximately going back to 1980, so that's about 40 years. My initial focus was on fathering. And as I began working with fathers, I did this at Boston University in the early 80s, when men were just beginning to be conspicuous parents, you know, carrying an infant in a snuggly pack or pushing a stroller. And I had done kind of a literature search on what was available to help fathers know how to be a parent. And really, there was nothing. So I created, with one of my graduate students at BU, a fatherhood education course. And that got a lot of national attention. I was on Oprah Winfrey in 2020 with Barbara Walters. It was thought to be kind of an interesting new thing, the change in father's role. But basically, I have been doing research on various aspects of this construct masculinity. Probably a lot of your listeners, when they hear that term, think of just being a man, whereas we psychologists think of it as a set of norms for thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are appropriate for boys and men, and even more importantly, those that are inappropriate and must be guarded against. And research has been done over the past 40 years, mine and many, many other people, which has found links or correlations between various scales that measure masculinity and harmful outcomes, many of them related to violence. So that's really the basis for the book, was to kind of bring all this together. I guess the book kind of arose out of my frustration that every time there was a school shooting, for example, the perpetrator was almost always male, and yet the idea of masculinity was never brought into the discussion. And yet I was aware that increasingly research conducted by myself and colleagues was finding that masculinity does indeed play a role in violence.
Book is entitled The Tough Standard, The Hard Truths About Masculinity and Violence, written by Professor Ronald Levant and Shayna Pryor, doctoral student of counseling psychology at the University of Akron. Okay, let's go with the question of how this link between traditional masculinity and the present moment in American culture. We go right there.
Okay. Well, here's where I start that discussion. First of all, just to repeat but expand a point I just made, that most physically and sexually violent crimes are committed by boys and men, yet the vast majority of boys and men are not violent. So the question is, how do we explain this apparent paradox? Yeah. And the answer has to do with masculinity, which, as I began to define, is really a set of norms for behavior. Masculinity, and this is different from this popular term toxic masculinity, which is really not a scientific term, and it's not something that psychologists like to, we don't like to refer to human behavior as toxic. Okay. Under any circumstances. But masculinity is a set of norms. I'll mention them. Avoid anything feminine. Restrict the expression of vulnerable and caring emotions. Be tough, be dominant, be self-reliant, have a strong interest in sex, and have great disdain for sexual minority men. And these are the masculinity norms that have been studied over decades. And there are three problems with this set of norms. First of all, boys, particularly, you know, preschool and elementary school age boys, are made to feel that they are obligatory. They are told big boys don't cry, or if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. The gender norms are policed by their fathers and by their peers. That's problem number one. Problem number two, masculinity sets up a binary between men and women in which men are superior and women are inferior, and thus it is oppressive. It's also oppressive to non-white, non-heterosexual, non-cisgendered men who are marginalized by masculinity, because the only true way to embody the masculine ideal is to be white, cisgendered, and heterosexual. And the third way is the one I mentioned earlier, is that over 40 plus years, thousands of studies have examined masculinity in relationship to a whole range of harmful outcomes. And masculinity, whatever scale you use, of which there are many, are associated with harmful outcomes.
Thank you for that. Would you describe the front cover?
Oh, well, it's a picture of a man, a very tough-looking man, in great pain, whose face is bloodied. And we thought this kind of captured, I mean, this man is, you know, kind of embodies a tough guy look. So this kind of captures masculinity. And yet it conveys something that we thought is very important to convey, which is the pain that many men experience as a result of having to conform to masculinity norms, most particularly the pain that results from their loneliness, their being cut off from people they love because they cannot articulate their emotions, and also their pain because of the violence that men do to themselves through their health behaviors. Men, as you probably know, in the United States die about 5 years sooner than women, and they have higher instances of the major causes of death, the different categories of disease. And they also, and this is attributed to their poor health behaviors, diet, exercise, going to a physician, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Just a couple minutes left. Another question off the wall. What's in, again, the book, The Tough Standard? What's in it for a woman reader?
Well, it's directed. This book was written for kind of the educated lay audience. It's not a book written for professional psychologists or graduate students, and it's designed. You know, it's a book like if you really want to know about the psychology of men and masculinity without having to learn statistics, this is your book. It's like if I wanted to learn about physics, I'd buy a book by Brian Greene, for example, that doesn't require that I know calculus. So it's for somebody who's educated but not a specialist, and it's designed to synthesize a broad array of studies conducted over 40-plus years to make some conclusions. And the conclusion I hope readers will come to,
yes,
is we have to stop forcing our boys to be masculine. We have to allow our boys to be who they are. Some boys are tough and dominant and independent. Other boys are sweet and compassionate and emotional. We have to let our boys be who they are and not force them to fit into these rigid standards of behavior.
Book is out, The Tough Standard, The Hard Truths About Masculinity and Violence. How do we find out more information, Ronald Levant?
Well, you can go to the book's website, which is thetoughstandard.com. You can also go to the publisher's website and just put in Tough Standard, and the publisher is Oxford University Press.
Keep up your good work, and thank you for your latest in The Tough Standard. Take care.